Welcome to the Terror Dome, baby.
We swarm, baby.
Welcome to the Terror Dome.
We swarm. Let them know.
We swarm, baby.
We swarm, baby. All day long.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another week and another episode of Tales from the Terror Dome. At this point, if you're asking yourself, did we win? The answer is, fuck no, baby! We did not. And you should know this by the sound of my voice, the anger and the frustration that I feel, the absolute just what the hell that I... That's all I kept asking myself yesterday, to be honest. I watched a lot of football, and the whole time I was just like, what the hell, man? Like, how? How the hell did that happen? And, you know, the worst part of this, I'm not going to call it a job, but the worst part of doing this podcast is having to come on here after a game like that, relive that game, and try to make some sort of sense or to, for myself, for my own sanity, about why, what, like, why it happened. But I really, honestly, this one's going to be tough because I got thoughts, but I really got nothing. I almost tweeted yesterday, I don't have any words, but I got thoughts. And it's really like where I'm at, as you can tell in this intro. But yeah, bright and early out there in Los Angeles, California. Resident Terror Dome frequenter, Grayson Wimbish is on the pod, man. How you doing?
I'm doing terrible, Dan. I'm doing awful this morning. I just made coffee, haven't even taken a sip. I know it's going to taste like piss. It's going to taste like vinegar. It's going to suck. I hate it when people say I told you so. So here it goes. I tried to tell you, but did you listen? Grayson, oh, it's just Syracuse. Yeah, no shit. It's just Syracuse. It's the Carrier Dome. It's the JMA Wireless Dome, you dorks. Yeah. Yeah. You thought this game wasn't going to be hell? I can't help you. I can't help you. Oh, we're going to go up there and beat their ass. Fuck no, baby. Was never going to be easy like that. Was never going to be easy. And they called me a madman, like Thanos in the Avengers. They called me a madman. Treadmill horse. Treadmill horse, treadmill horse. You and I were on that. You and I were on that. We ain't dummies. We know what's up. And we sold to Syracuse. And I'm furious. And so is every other Virginia Tech fan. Dan Pultz, Pat Finn, Pete B., Brian Siegler, Curtis, Tally, Shelton Moss, Henry freaking Scutt, Joe Rogan probably. I don't know. But we're all pissed. All right? This yesterday shouldn't have happened. Yesterday should not have happened. And Dan and I are going to talk about why right now. It is 8:04 in the morning. Shout out Richmond, Virginia on the Western seaboard. No coffee. I'm high energy because I'm not. This is an abomination top to bottom. All right. I want to look at some stuff here. I have the statistics from yesterday's football contest up on my laptop right now. We had more total yards than them. We had more rushing yards than them. We had more yards per play. We had more first downs. We had more total plays. And we had less penalties. And we had the ball for 34 minutes and 18 seconds to their 25 minutes and 42 seconds. And we lost by a touchdown in overtime. Shades of Vanderbilt. Shades of Vanderbilt with this one. Coach Pry is 1-11 in one score games. Every single game that the Virginia Tech Hokies have lost this season has been a one score game. What do we do here? We look at the data. We look at the data. 1-11 through one score games is egregious. That is a bad number. And I'm telling you, some decisions that were made yesterday by this coaching staff emulates the same kind of decisions that got the previous regime run out of town. Most notably, three timeouts at the end of, not at the end of regulation, three timeouts with 29 seconds left
Colin Schley's been dealing all game long. And you take it into overtime? You tuck and roll into overtime? Excuse the hell out of me. What the hell is that? Horrible. Inexcusable. Fireable offense. Every Virginia Tech fan should be furious that that happened yesterday. You don't even go out there and take a shot. Thumbs down. I wish I had more hands so I could give that four thumbs down. I cannot say enough bad things about that. And then you get into overtime, and it's like, I guess Coach Price said in the postgame presser, we wanted to protect the ball going into overtime. It took them two plays to score against us in overtime. The team had given up. The team was defeated at this point. There's so many things yesterday. The clock management at the end of the half, the clock management at the end of regulation, that cost us this football game. Even with Colin Schley, even with Malachi Thomas, who both had great days yesterday, don't tell me we lost this game because Kyron Drones and Bashal Tutin didn't play. Don't say that to me. We, I firmly believe, are a more talented team than Syracuse. We got out-coached. We got out-coached. We shouldn't have lost. And now what? Now what? We have Clemson, Duke, and UVA on our schedule. Guess what, Hokie fans? We might be fighting for bowl eligibility against the Wahoos again. With this team, the team that was supposed to go to the playoff, the team that was supposed to play for an ACC title, the team that was supposed to win 10 regular season games. Unacceptable. Failure of a season. In year three. Meanwhile, Indiana's winning 9 games. Syracuse, first year head coach, beating us. Second time that's happened at the Dome. You remember Dino Babers? He did it against Justin Fuente. Unacceptable. Something's got to give. Yesterday, they lost me yesterday. They lost me yesterday. Dan, I mean, I love Coach Pry. And I love him as a person. I think he's a great ambassador. I think he does and says the right things. But right now, he's not getting the job done coaching. What he's getting paid to do. And that concerns me as a fan. That concerns me a lot. I think it concerns a lot of Virginia Tech fans. So it's a matter of where do we go from here? What did you see, Dan, yesterday? I know I just went on a tirade. I know I just went on a tirade because I'm furious. I'm not happy this morning. What did you see yesterday out of this team? You know, what were your thoughts? Like, when we lost the game, what was kind of your immediate reaction?
I'll just say this. If you hear me laugh or giggle, it's not because I find it funny. It's because I just can't believe it. Like,
you're in shock.
Yeah, it's kind of like my thing. Like, if you ever hear me like laugh or giggle in a bad or very awkward situation, it's really because it's just a natural reaction that I just can't believe that I'm experiencing what I'm experiencing at the moment that I'm experiencing it in. And we get to Syracuse, and I was beating that damn drum all week. Like, fuck them. Like, we're going to beat them. Like, I don't care about no curse. Nothing. This is coming from a Cubs fan where curses are real. I'm talking 108 years of a curse. And, like, dude, like, you tell me Kyron Drones is out. Like, if you looked at the score and you're like, oh, y'all lost to Syracuse, Kyron Drones and Bashal Tutin didn't play, I can believe that. I can see that. But that's not the case. They came out for warm-ups. They tried to give it a go. They couldn't give it a go. Colin Schley started the game at quarterback, played well, actually, like, was hitting balls, like, balls. He was, like, hitting, yeah, like, that deep ball, it looked like the Russ moonshot, dude. It was just a beautifully placed, arcing ball into the hands of Steven Godnell, my guy. The, for all intents and purposes, the best receiver on our football team, Steven Godnell. He has performed better than anyone that we have on our roster. And he was definitely not the most hyped up returning member of our roster. But he's been the best. Like, Stephen Gosnell came on my show, and I made the mistake of asking him, or I referenced the possession receiver, and he was like, I'm not a possession receiver. I am more than a possession receiver, and I'm going to prove it this year. And that man is explosive. He catches a deep ball. He makes exciting plays. He lays out. He catches any and every possible way you can catch a football. And him and Schley were dialed up yesterday. Dialed up, brother, like FM radio, brother. Dialed up. I'm talking AM radio, Peter Jennings, World News Tonight, dialed up and locked in. Brothers and sisters, shout out to the 8% of women that listen to this podcast. anyway, like, it's just, and then Malachi, he didn't play bad. He had some really tough runs. And for all intents and purposes, Coney looks like the de facto starting running back in 2025 for the Virginia Tech Hokies. That
he
man.
10.7, yeah. He averaged 10.7 yards per carry. He had 9 carries yesterday for 96 yards.
That man is a stud.
Malachi Thomas, 14 carries, 73 yards, 5.2 yards per play. And your boy, by the way, Stephen Gosnell, top of the receiving column. Only 5 catches, 118 yards. Average 23.6 yards per catch. And that dude, Lee, 16 for 24, 206 yards, one tutty. Like, number 3, loss aside yesterday, that kid's a playmaker.
Yeah, he's good. And, like, here's the thing, man. Like, end of the first half was very wonky. Like, I don't understand the rule. I think it's stupid. Like, if the knee was down, the play should have stopped right then. And then, like, the continuation of the play, there was still a timeout called. So then it's like timeout doesn't count. Like, you'd have to call another one, but you can't call two back-to-back. So there's a 10-second runoff. Ended up costing us some points. I probably would have just thrown anyway. Like, I would have been throwing the ball. It was all good up until, like, what, 9 minutes left in the third quarter?
What? Yeah.
And then they came back. So we got 29 seconds left in this game, 3 timeouts. We have a kicker who is a stud. He has a bionic leg. He is an NFL caliber kicker. John Love will kick on Sundays. He will. He'll kick on Sundays. And our defense is gassed. They just gave up 28 points. They're beaten down. They're doubting themselves. We elect for overtime. And then we put our defense, who is tired, on the field immediately. It just, I knew it then. I was like, I'm not even going to blame. Like, and not to mention, Schley, like, sacrificed his body. Like, he sacrificed his life in this game. And he was beaten up. Could barely go. I mean, then we get like the exact same play from Vanderbilt where he could have ran it into the end zone for a touchdown, and he just didn't. He didn't. He threw the ball. It was off the mark, and then we ended up fumbling. But, like, one, we should have never been in overtime, and two, like, I don't blame him. Like, he did more than enough as the backup quarterback to come in and win that game. And if he wasn't good enough or healthy enough at the end of the game to be effective, then Pop Watson's got legs, dude. That man's got burners. He's fast. If you want to run him, run him. But, like, I just, man, dude, I was so baffled. And the thing with me is I am an eternal optimist. I really am. I always err on the side of, well, what if? So, like, there's a realist side of me that fights with the optimistic side of me all the time. Like, I don't know. I've always been that way. Like, I grew up, like, just optimistic. Like, hey, you know, I believe in there's a little magic in the air at Christmas time. Like, shit happens. Like, things go well. Like, miracles exist. Like, God works wonders type of stuff. And then there's, like, the realistic side of me that's, like, I struggle. Like, and that's where I'm at right now, because it's, like, I really do like the staff. They're great people. I think they are good coaches, like at what, like at their, like at their core, like their position, like they know football. Like I do feel like they're good coaches, but when you make decisions like you made yesterday, that, because I'm not put, this loss is, to me, is not on the kids, man. The kids overachieved for all intents and purposes, the situation they were put in. But like, you got to help the kids out, man. When the kids perform, dude, you got to, like, you got to see that. And like, you got to have faith that Colin Schley is going to hit Gosnell or Jalen Lane,
Felton or
somebody
whoever.
down to get into field goal position. And you're going to trust that John Love is going to get frozen, or attempted to get frozen by Syracuse, and then he's still going to boot that shit for the win. And we're going to go home in a wonky game in a place that we don't do well with the dub, bowl eligible, ready to play Clemson, but we didn't. We didn't do that, and it cost us the game. And making decisions like that doesn't keep you around. And I would like to see them be around. Like, I would like to see it get figured out, but the shit happens too often, and I'm running out of, like, the optimistic side of me is running out of reasons, dude. Like, it really is, and it's sad, but I mean, this is where we are, and we can't be, like, when you have a chance to be bowl eligible at the beginning of November, when you should have probably already been bowl eligible. Because I mean, Vanderbilt's a good team, still probably shouldn't have lost that game, but they're like, Diego Pavia is a dog. And but that Rutgers loss should have never happened. They're a bad team. But like, it's just, I really am running out of reasons why. And in
You
turn,
have to want more. You have to want more. With this team, there is no reason through 9 weeks that we should be 5-4. There's no excuse. There's none. Third quarter collapse yesterday. Virginia Tech in the third quarter this season, dude. I mean, you kind of alluded to it a little bit earlier. We did. We come out, Ollie Jennings, zero shows up for the first time in since the Vanderbilt game, really. Has a touchdown. We're up 21-3 in the third quarter. You think, oh man, dude, Pete B, I hate it had to be you. You tweeted it, you son of a bitch. You tweeted it. You said, oh, I can't believe we're up, 21-3. I was like, God, why'd you have to say it? Why'd you have to say it? And all of a sudden, 21-10. Oh, and then it's 21-18. Oh, and then it's 24-21 in the span of 10 minutes. Justice Ross Simmons, 55-yard pass from Kyle McCord. Delane takes a bad angle. Easy work. LaQuinn Allen, 1 yard touchdown run. And then another Justice Ross Simmons, 28-yard pass from Kyle McCord. Wide open.
Yeah, most Phillips, you can't take Delane out of the play on that, brother. You gotta figure that one out, because
Dude, our guys were running into each other all day yesterday on both sides of the ball. Defense gassed out. Defense did not have a good day yesterday. In the first half, they did. In the first half, we were on their ass. The third quarter collapse by our defenses raises a lot of questions. What are you doing at halftime? What are you doing? And then, I mean, my only gripes from the offense yesterday really are just Colin Schley. You could see, I mean, there were definitely backup mistakes. He should have tucked it and ran in the overtime possession. I'm not sure why he threw it. I don't know what he saw from that angle, but from my view, I'm like, bro, if you kept running, you had six. He couldn't get out of the pocket, so he was eating a lot of sacks. And then, dude, that's another thing. On the defensive side of the ball, dude, we couldn't get to McCord. APR had a sack, but like
Kyle was firing that thing quick
he
yesterday.
was firing that thing quick. Wait till Cade Klubnik comes to town. I was watching Cade Klubnik last night. I love to talk smack about Clemson. Y'all knew that. But I'm watching Cade Klubnik last night. I'm like, this kid is fast as shit. He's gonna cut us up. This dude's got wheels. He gets outside of the pocket. It's wraps next Saturday. Like, I don't. Bottom line is this. Yesterday was a bad loss. A very, very bad loss. I mean, we said it last week, dude. We could have been bowl eligible today. We could have been bowl eligible, but I fear we are in a position where we will go lose to Clemson. We will lose to a very good Duke team, a Duke team that I firmly believe is better and more well cut and better coached than we are. Manny Diaz got them boys playing ball down there in Raleigh, Durham, or where? Yeah, Durham, excuse me. And we're going to be fighting for bowl eligibility against the Wahoos at home in what I imagine will be a hell game. And here we go again. What? In year three, back to the Military Bowl to play freaking Odunk State? Unacceptable. Bad. Fix it. Fix it. It's not, it's unacceptable. You take every resource from every other sport and you dump it into football, and this is the product? Unacceptable. And you know what sucks, Dan? You know what really sucks is that look at Florida State. Look at Auburn, right? Losing to Vanderbilt yesterday. You know what happens when they lose? Their fans stop showing up. Their asses ain't in them seats on Saturdays because they want more. They're like, this isn't good enough. So guess what? Team ain't gonna show up, neither are we. You know the thing about VT fans? It doesn't matter if we have one win in the cup. Lane Stadium is gonna be packed. It's gonna be sold out every Saturday. Maybe it shouldn't be. Maybe it shouldn't be. Maybe we should take a fucking break because this shit is pardon my language. Pardon my language. If you have children, I am fired up, dude. I apologize for the profanity, but it's unacceptable. Maybe we should take a break and not show up. And then maybe the people in Merriman will say, oh, we really got to fix this. Is that what it takes? Is that what it's going to take? Because you know damn well Clemson's going to be sold out next Saturday. And you know in 2 weeks, freaking Wallace Wade, half of it's going to be maroon and orange. And then you know the UVA game's going to be packed to the nines after Thanksgiving. People are going to be traveling down 81 in droves, my entire family, my entire extended family, and we'll probably still win six games. It's not good enough. Fix it now, yesterday. Fix it. It's broken. It's unacceptable. Fix it. And if they ain't getting the job done, then they can go. These things that are losing us these games, it is shades of the previous regime. It's these kind of decisions that have lost us these one-score games that have made us 1-11 in one-score games. All of our losses, one-score losses. If we're down by a tutty to Clemson next weekend, forget about it. We're next 2 weeks from now, we're down by a tutty against Duke, forget about it. Same thing with the Wahoos. And in crunch time, forget about it. Numbers don't lie. Check the scoreboard. Data. The data is there. It's not good. So I'm not happy.
Really?
I am not happy. I want so much more for this team. I want so much more for this program. Dan wants so much more for this program. Every Virginia Tech fan wants more for this program. And I can't wrap my mind around this one. I just can't wrap my mind around. We really lost this one. The one game that you, like, this was a must-win game. Like, you had to go get the monkey off your back, and the lights were too bright, and you folded like a cheap 10. It's unacceptable. It's not good enough. Like, I don't know, man. Being a Virginia Tech fan is not for the faint of heart. It is not an easy journey. It is a lo it's it, I say it's a lonely road. Unfortunately, we're all in this together. I don't know where you go from here, Dan. The season's a failure. It argue with a brick wall. Watch paint dry and argue with the paint drying on the wall. Season's a failure already. I mean, you could save it. You could go win the next three. You could do that. We're not going to. There's nothing I have seen that has alluded to the fact that that has happened. And if in 3 weeks we've won all three of these games, I'll eat my words. I'd love nothing more than that. Hey, we're not gonna.
Would you eat anything else?
No, I wouldn't because I'm not an idiot. I'm not going to eat dog shit that might give me, I don't know, Legionnaire's disease. No. You're doing that, you're a dumbass. Like, go to a psych ward, seek help, but.
You know where we missed Bashal Tutin yesterday? Pass protection.
Yes. Yes.
Highly underrated part of his game.
Yup.
Man, just yeah. We were getting Shelly murdered
Yep.
second
Schley,
half.
he was having a hard time back there, but he played well enough to win us the game. If that is your, and I'm not saying you, Dan, but if you are on X or wherever on the message board and you're like, oh, we didn't win because we ain't have drones or Basil Tootin, that's not why we lost. That's not why we lost this game. Nope. Offense did what they had to do for the most part. I mean, that's about as solid. I mean, 31 points with a backup QB and a backup running back? I don't know, dude. It's more points than we scored last week. Y'all ready to start having a tough conversation there?
Nah, okay,
Nah.
Kyron Jones is our quarterback,
Nah, he's
but
the KD's the man. But I will say, it is nice to know that Schley is an option. It is nice
yes,
to know that Schley is a solid backup QB. And
hey.
you know what I loved yesterday, dude, is like when he went down, Pop Watson was like, number's called, dude. It's time to
Yeah,
go.
this
So,
staff has done a great job evaluating talent in the portal. Like they bring in contributors.
yes.
I'll give him that. Yeah. But
Yeah. Colin
we
Schley had a
got.
great game. You could tell Drones wanted to be out there. The cameras kept cutting to him. You could tell,
Yeah.
dude. He was fired up. He was there in the huddle. He's a leader. Kyron Drones is a leader. He was in there like right before Pop Watson went in. You could see him on camera. He said, "Let's go, Pop. Like, let's go, kid. Come on." And so that was awesome to see.
Hell of a handoff by Pop Watson, by the way.
Hey, dude. Malachi Thomas scored a touchdown on it.
Yeah.
I do hope Drones is back for Clemson. I hope
Oh,
Tutin
yeah.
back for Clemson. I will say it's like I'm not going to say that those guys are the reason we lost yesterday. They're not. But good Lord, do I want them back next Saturday? Because Clemson's a good football team, dude, and they sold to the Louisville Cardinals, which I'm not exactly thrilled about that because now I think they're going to come into Blacksburg really pissed off and want an emphatic win in Lane Stadium, but
We should
they.
also come into Lane Stadium pissed off.
Oh yeah, yep. We're both coming off tough losses that you could argue. I mean, at least for Clemson, they probably shouldn't have lost that game to Louisville.
Yeah, but if you're asking me to predict a win versus Clemson, you're asking the wrong person because I'm not giving you one.
I did say in that video I posted from October 5th with Eric Avizar up in Stanford, I said we'd lose to Syracuse and beat Clemson. If that happens, don't tell me I don't know ball. You won't be able to say I don't know ball if this comes to fruition. If we lose to Syracuse and we beat Clemson, but I mean I'm with you, Dan. I don't know, dude. If it's a close game, you can forget about it.
Yeah.
If it.
The issue was it wasn't close.
Yep.
And then it was.
Yep.
And then it was just like, it's like, I'm not one of these people, but I completely understand. If you are one of these people, like that's a fan base losing collapse. Yes, like that. Like if you're out on this current product because of things like yesterday, I see your point. I am not because I'm a, like I said, I'm like it just one, I'm a loyal person. With even with like I never was really a Fuente guy. Like I didn't want to hire him. I see like why he was hired, and I recognize that there was some success in the beginning, especially when he still had some Beamer recruited kids in the program. But like it got so obvious that it just wasn't working with him that like I began to just resent the whole thing, and I needed him gone, and I was very vocal about that. Pride does all the off the field stuff extremely better than Justin did. I just like, but if the same respect, like if it doesn't, if the on the field stays the way it is, it can't stay the way it is. You know what I'm saying?
He gets
At
paid to
all.
coach. He gets paid to coach football games, Dan.
Yes,
He gets
exactly.
paid. He gets to paid to coach football games, and he's 1-11 in one score games. That's terrible. It's awful.
Yeah, you can't be that.
You can't be that.
So I'm saying,
That
like, you can't.
metric has to improve.
Oh, exponentially.
Yeah, like that metric. If Coach Bryant's staff want to stay in town, and I don't say this to sound like a jerk.
Dickhead? Yeah.
Sure, fine.
Cabeza de pija.
Yeah, I don't say it to sound like a jerk. I'm saying it because it's just whether it's in Blacksburg,
Blacksburg, yeah.
whether it's in Blacksburg or anywhere else, Tuscaloosa, Gainesville,
Williams-Brice.
Williams-Brice, it don't matter if it's Shane Beamer or Shane Gillis, if you are not doing your job well and there is numbers to back that up, next man up. Like it's got to be better. And right now, dude, it's not good.
Yeah.
And I'm also in that conflicted space, Dan. I get it, dude. I get it. I really like Coach Pry, the guy. Says and does all the right things. Fits the mold of a Virginia Tech coach, right?
Yeah, great motivator as well.
Great motivator, but
Obviously knows defense. I mean, he did it for at an elite level for years. So it's kind of, it's just, and
yes.
Marv hasn't been bad, but there's
Yesterday
been
was
moments where it's been bad. And I'm like,
third quarter
how?
yesterday, dude.
Yeah,
Terrible.
that
Awful.
was awful.
Yeah. Like that was terrible. Really, really bad by Coach Marvin, the defense. That was, I mean, total collapse.
Yeah.
Gotta call a spade there. Like that was unacceptable. And so, people who are, I'm always amazed by this. It just, I will never understand. He needs to be fired Monday. It's not gonna happen.
Ever. No.
It's, well, I mean, it might happen, but
I mean, yeah, but like it's never gonna be like, you
it's
know what
not
I'm
gonna
saying?
happen mid-season, dude. It's not gonna happen. Yo, like, he needs to be fired. Like, dude, no, it's just not gonna happen, dude. Pry
Right.
will get a chance to fire and hire new coordinators.
Yeah, he's gonna swing the axe before somebody else swings it.
Yes. He will get a chance to fire coordinators and hire new ones, probably this offseason. I depending on how the rest of the season shakes out, that is what I foresee. But he will be our head coach for at least.
Another calendar year. Yeah.
Yes. So if you're on that train, dude, I mean, you better buckle up and get cozy because he ain't going anywhere. Not yet, anyhow. So.
Yeah. And it's kind of crazy because, like, we live as fans, like, we definitely live in an immediate, like, reaction vacuum. So, like, but at the same time, I feel like in the long term, scale of it, like it's never as good or as bad as it seems at that moment. Like you lose it, like people are like, oh, like when we lost to Rutgers, they were like, oh, we're actually like 3, 4 wins on the schedule. But like we looked exponentially better in a lot of the games after that, and we have a chance to do that again. But Clemson, no, I mean, they just talent level, the different, like it's just,
They
and then
got shooters, dude.
Duke's believing despite a tough loss at Miami or against Miami. Yeah, they're still believing that, like they're good. Like Manny Diaz ain't no bitch. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying?
It wasn't Miami, but at Duke, Manny, man, Duke Manny Diaz is a little bit different, I think.
But like, yeah, he got a little rehab at Penn State. And came back out swinging. But I do think, regardless of how the season shakes, there will be some changes, whether minor or major,
Yep.
with the program. But yeah, dude, it's just
Unacceptable.
point, yeah, unacceptable. Like
Acceptable.
I got, like I'm not making any, like there's no excuse or spin coming from me, brothers, sisters. It's just not acceptable. And I think they know that. I mean, I'm damn sure they know that. Like, I don't think Pry wants to lose games, but like at the same time, do something about it.
Yeah, it's 'cause I mean I would wager, honestly, Dan, that yesterday based on this loss. I mean, this staff lost, they lost bottom line 50% of the fan base. I watched the game without a drop of alcohol in my system. So, like,
Same.
my initial reaction was totally level-headed. It wasn't from a, like, Grayson's had a couple drunk rage tweeting. No, it was like, I'm watching this as if it's a Wednesday and it's on while I'm in Zoom meetings. And, like, you know, just was totally dialed into the game. And the reaction I had yesterday was true and genuinely of horror. I was just like, wow. Wow. And so I don't know, dude. I have no confidence going into Clemson. I know I've said in the offseason that we were going to beat them. And it's like, I want to be excited going into that game and like chirp crap about New Spring Church and Dabo and paying their players through offering plates. And they totally did that. They totally did it. They totally did it. Argue with a brick wall. They totally did that. I remember Trevor Lawrence coming to Blacksburg with a Gucci belt and a duffel bag that was probably like $5,000. And guess what? You don't get one of those pre-NIL working at the bookstore. So, you know what? Maybe I am ready to chirp shit at Clemson. Maybe I am ready. Now I'm getting angry.
Yeah.
The memories are coming back. By the way, I heard a little something. Turns out you and I are both going to be on Blacksburg on the Rocks on Tuesday. See you there.
Oh, you're coming on too?
Yup. Because I texted Jeremy and he hates Clemson as much as I do, at least the football team. It's a great school, but he hates their football program as much as I do. And so I said, dude, I need to, after this loss, I'd love to come on and chirp a little crap at the Clemson Tigers to exorcise some demons, if you will.
Yeah, so he's been trying to get me on for a minute, but he records on Tuesday nights, and Tuesday nights are usually pretty busy at work. Like I always work Tuesday
Right.
nights, so it's never worked out. And this Tuesday, I took off. I got two appointments, one at like 10 in the morning and one at like 3. And it's election night, and I'm like, I'm not working. Like I just don't want to be like,
Right.
because I run food and beverage. I'm a food and beverage director. Like there, we have a bar. Like people are gonna want that stuff on. The televisions are gonna want to talk about it. And I don't want, like I already told my staff, like, no. Like I mean, no.
No
Like,
politics at the bar, dude.
yeah.
Are you
So
kidding me? No
like
way.
you're like you go to your room, watch it, and you're like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but like, yeah, I'm not working. So I was like, dude, I'm available Tuesday night. And he was like, let's do it. And I was like, straight up, let's fucking rock, dude.
Honestly, that's kind of a, well, I guess we probably won't know who the next president will be at that
No,
time.
we definitely won't know,
It definitely will.
but
'Cause I'm like, it'll be, I just, with the time difference and everything, I'm like, will we
yeah,
know? No, we won't.
nah, polls don't close till 7, so
So yeah, we probably won't know until like midnight, honestly, or
or like 3 months from now, I
yeah.
don't know. Yeah, I never know,
Yeah, no kidding.
but like.
Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway,
anyway.
Dabo, yo, like, you want
Dork.
to, yeah, if you want to win,
Dork.
I don't, I'm not predicting a win versus Clemson, but what I am saying is if this staff wants to win back some of the people who swore them off the past 24, 30, 18 hours, 18 to 24 hours, whatever. Beating Clemson at home
That's gonna fix a lot.
would be do a lot. I mean, that would be
That's
a hell of a win.
gonna be you want to talk about a panacea, you want to talk about medicine,
Yeah.
you want to talk about making me feel better.
Be a shot of that Tussin, boy.
Yeah,
That's what
that's
it, yeah.
that Robitussin. Yeah, you want to make me feel a little bit better and give me that Pepto-Bismol, some Tums to ease the stomach ache. You go out there and beat Clemson at home at 3:30.
Right. And I mean, like, dude, I don't envy that job one bit. Like, it's insane. Like, this is not even an excuse, but just an observation. Like, now you have to recruit your roster, your program. You have to re-recruit your roster every year to kids that are already committed and on scholarship. You got to prevent tampering. You got to bring kids in. You got to shake all these hands, raise all this money. But the one thing you absolutely have to do is win football games on Saturday. And that's where we're falling short, and that's the biggest piece of the puzzle.
Yep. That's so it. Winning solves everything.
Everything, dude.
Look, winning solves everything.
Georgia's playing Grand Theft Auto every offseason, but they win games, and nobody's really talking about the speeding tickets, and like it's crazy. I mean, I just did, but like you know what I'm saying.
Those kids at Texas and at Georgia are whipping them Lambos around town in Athens and Austin doing burnouts, getting speeding tickets and getting arrested. And guess what? Guess what, baby? They still out there winning football games.
For example, when Georgia this year was slumping a little bit, it started to get real loud about the extracurricular stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And now, that's, I mean, it's still a joke on in the annals of...
In the Twitter sphere.
Yeah, in the Twitter sphere.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, damn, I really wanted a victory pod today.
So did I. I wanted it like I want a freaking bacon, egg, and cheese right now, which is pretty bad. Yeah. It's unfortunate, dude. And what is God's name, image, and likeness? What does God's NIL stand for? New Spring Isn't Liable. Is that what NIL stands for down there?
Here we go. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what it stands for down there? New Spring had nothing to do with it down there? Right?
Yeah.
How's church today, y'all? And I'm a religious man. I'm not chirping. I love God and you know, I pray. Man, I pray that.
Is Dabo ACC Joel Osteen?
Dabo definitely gives off mega church pastor Righteous Gemstones vibes.
Yeah.
Like he definitely there. I'm telling you, dude, there's going to be some stuff that comes out about that guy. Like dirt, like the Gemstone family. I just, there's two of the biggest dorks in college football are James Franklin. He's number one and he lost yesterday. Thank God. If I were a Penn State fan, woof. They cannot get over the hump in those big games. Yeah.
One of my buddies was going to bet Penn State yesterday, and I was like, dude, they're playing Ohio State. Don't ever think it. They're not beating Ohio insane. State. That's they don't insane. Beat Ohio State. They don't beat Ohio State.
James Franklin's 1-10 against the Buckeyes.
Yeah.
Takes one to know one, I suppose.
Hey, yeah, I guess so.
Takes one to know one. Where'd Coach Pry come from? I'm done. Yikes.
Yeah, shout out to everybody that thought what's-his-face was actually James Franklin yesterday on College Game. Keegan-Michael Key.
Dude, that bit's played out. I'm going to say it. That bit is so played out. It is so played out. I like Keegan-Michael Key is James Franklin. Like, dude, we get it. You've done it 400 times. And by the way, James Franklin's a dork. So, yeah, I'm so glad Penn State lost. Oh, my gosh. Unserious.
Yeah.
Always in the conversation, but not a serious contender ever.
No.
Never. I don't care if you have Micah Parsons. I don't care if you poach every blue chip from the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Yeah.
I don't.
Tyler
I
Warren
don't.
Was a fucking hokey recruit, and then Tyler Bowen took him from us to Penn State, which is odd, but.
Hilarious. Yep.
Yeah. But in the words of, if you want to fix this, if you really want to fix this, in the words of my arch nemesis, Al Davis, just win, baby.
Just win.
Just win, baby.
You got three games left.
W's.
It'd be really cool if you could go win every single one of them. You won't, but it would be cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be cool.
It's fun to think about.
It might be the coolest thing ever.
It would probably be the coolest.
In this scenario, thing. Yeah.
It'd probably be the coolest thing you could do is go win every single game remaining on our schedule. That like be really tight.
Yeah, I
really
would.
Tight.
Yeah, I agree.
Again, it's just there's just like absolutely no way in hell under the God's yellow sun that happens. But it's fun to think about.
Yeah, not to mention like a loss sucks regardless, but an away loss when you're on your couch watching and you didn't get the good previous pheromones and vibes from tailgating with your friends and having a couple brews and like just enjoying the atmosphere. It makes me way more angry to lose. Yep. 'Cause like literally it was like the only thing I was looking forward to all day. And I got the rug ripped out from under me like immediately.
Well, dude, the good news is yesterday I was able to enjoy the rest of my Saturday, kind of. I want to shout out my buddy Michael Root. He used to be a manager for Buzz Williams' basketball team at BT. He actually lived with me on my hall freshman year in Oshag. He was actually the guy who got me the USC Penn State tickets too. And he had this connect man who grew up in Knoxville who's on tour with Maggie Rogers right now. And he hit me up and he said, you know, Grayson, do you want to go see Maggie Rogers? And I said, dude, I've heard of Maggie. I couldn't tell you one of her songs. But sure, man. He's like, yeah, dude, I got you a free ticket. It's in VIP. We might be able to hang out backstage a little bit. And lo and behold, dude, Mike and I were back there. We were on the tour bus. We were hanging out. Maggie Rogers rocked the house at the Kia Forum. I'm a firm Maggie Rogers truther now. I think she's a rock star. And then we wound up at Tiny's High Dive, and Mike got thrown up on. And so as a result, they comped our entire bar tab. So to the people at Tiny's High Dive, Kelly, Claire, Ashlyn, John, Christina, y'all are the best bar in LA. Freaking love and appreciate y'all to death, man. So y'all didn't have to do that, but that was a very, very sweet and sincere gesture by the folks over at Tiny's High Dive.
Yeah, shout out.
Sponsor Tales from the Teradome, Tiny's High Dive.
I would take it.
So cool.
Put me in, tell your people to talk to my people.
Hey, man, I'm happy to make that bridge that gap. They're a Chicago bar. So they're like into the, I'm sorry. I know you're a Denver Broncos fan, but
I love the Cubs and the Blackhawks. So
yeah, the Cubs. I mean, I know, yeah, you're a Cubs fan. So there is a connection there.
Yeah.
But I will say,
like, we both now have a connection to Tiny's High Dive. That's crazy.
Yeah, dude. So if you're ever out here in LA, Dan, we'll go over there, dude. It's a bar that feels like you're not in LA, and maybe that's why I like it so much, you know, but was able to enjoy the rest of the day. And this is, we always say this, I've heard it on other podcasts, and I'll be listening this week to other podcasts. Don't spin shit, y'all, tell the truth. And I'm not singling anybody out, dude. I listen to everybody, all right? Boundary Corner, Sons of Saturday, freaking VT4L, Boundary Corner. I listen to every single podcast out there because I enjoy the perspective of everybody. You know, I'm curious about it, right? Like, as the fan base collective, you know, also, by the way, who else? Too Deep, another great show. If I'm forgetting you, I'm sorry. Hokie Hangover, too. Those guys are fantastic. Love listening to those guys. I enjoy that. But this week, I'm very curious. I'm like, dude, I want to hear some pissed off Hokies recording this week, just like us, dude. I mean, you and I came on here, and I sure as hell didn't pull any punches. So this is therapeutic. Doing this, it sucks, but it's also selfishly, it's therapeutic.
Yeah.
So
they just like us. They just like us.
They just like us. So to everybody in the community, you know, shout out to y'all. Keep doing it. It eases the pain a little bit more, but don't tell lies now, because shit's yesterday was bad news. Like, I need to hear some objective takes this week. And I imagine we'll get that from everybody. So, Dan, that's all I got. Fix it. It's broken. Fix it.
Yeah. Fix it.
Fix it. And as always, dude, before going into Clemson, we'll see you on Blacksburg on the Rocks. Looking forward to that. Which would be fun. I'm going to pop in for a second and talk smack with Jeremy, and then I'm going to get the heck up out of there. Let Dan have his shine. And
I'm interested to see how this goes.
Yeah, well, I see on that show, I don't like to. I let Jeremy be the aloof one always. I let him get a couple of JMOs in him, and I let Jeremy go on his tirade, dude. I don't want no problems. So, always as we do on here, Dan, go Hokies, dude. You're going to Clemson, I assume, right?
Yeah.
To all the people going to that, Karen, Nate, Steven, all the homies over there, have a blast. I will absolutely have fear of missing out. But go Hokies, dude. Go fix it. Go beat Clemson.
Yeah, man, through sleet, rain, sunshine, snow, hell, high water, low valleys and high peaks. Go Hokies, baby.
Yep.